I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by local Letterkenny lad and footballer Dale Gorman. Dale, thanks very much for joining us here on Sunday Sport. And first of all, suppose from a year that was so successful for Leighton Orient as a club, unfortunately, the big news coming out of the club this year was, of course, the sad passing of your manager, Justin Edinburgh. Suppose the club's still dealing with that.
Yeah, I mean it was devastating, devastating news for all of us. Like you said, it was such a high this season, and we were all looking up for next season. And like you said, like a tragedy like that happens, it's hard to get your head around, and everyone at the club suffering. But it's a hard one to take. Like
your own career this year, suppose you've moved down into Leighton Orient. You made your debut back there in November for them. You've had suppose issues with injuries this year. It's just been a wee bit frustrating for you, Dale.
Yeah, it's been a frustrating season, but it's a season that I'm probably grateful for, because it's over and done with now. And I signed there in June, and with a broken ankle, and it took me longer than I expected to get back from that. And probably a lot slower than I thought it would. But it's been a frustrating one, like you said, but it's something that's over me now, and I'm just looking forward to next season.
It's also been something that you had to think really quite hard about, because going from where you were at Stevenage down into Leighton Orient as well, suppose it was a tough decision to make, I would say.
It was a tough decision to make. Obviously, I'm quite grateful for Stevenage as well, because they were the first team to give me a chance, and after being there 5 years, it was a tight decision, but it was a decision that I needed to make for my own career. And I'm probably grateful I have made that decision, because at 22 years old, I've got a league championship medal under my belt now, and it's been a good year for me personally in that behalf. And like you said, it's always good to have something like that in your CV at such a young age.
It's a club that's on the up this year. Suppose getting the trophies, that's why you moved. You wanted to get some silverware. You've got that. And I suppose playing for Leighton Orient, it might expose you to another couple of clubs, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's no disrespect to my former club, but I've moved to a lot of bigger club. The fan base is a lot bigger, and the pressure of playing for them is a lot more extreme. And it's something that I thrive off, really. The pressure of it, and like you said, I went down there and I sort of got my rewards with silverware. And yeah, you are playing for a bigger club, and there's more pressure. And I suppose if you do well, and you are doing well, then you'll probably get recognised a lot quicker than you would for such as a smaller club.
The highlight of the year, I suppose, was getting to Wembley. You played against Fold. It didn't quite work out. I know you were struggling with injury just in the lead up to that game. How frustrating was that?
It was very frustrating. I had a hamstring injury. I was out for about 3 weeks before the final. I knew myself I was probably playing catch up, but I'd done everything I could to try and get back for it, and I had 2 days training under my belt, and it was just came too quick. It was obviously devastating to miss the final and such a big occasion, but obviously that's a good experience to be in the round at that day, and it's something you probably never forget.
You knew before the game that you weren't going to get any game time. How disappointing. I suppose you had family and friends there as well that came over and made the trip over to London for the match.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was frustrating, because you have your family and friends and girlfriend and all there, and it was tough. It was tough, obviously, for me mentally at the time, but it was something that me and the manager spoke about. He gave me a list of objectives that he wanted me to do in the off season, for me to come back in my best shape possible, and to sort of start the same as everyone else instead of playing catch up like I was last year. So I just took the advice on board, and it was tough to get my head around at the time, but after it, obviously, you just sort of think about next season and move on from it.
Looking at a lot of the videos that have come out after the sad passing of Justin Edinburgh, a real manager that sparked a lot of life into his players, spoke very passionately And I know you told me off air that he had a plan for you for next year, and you made sure that was outlined to you before the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I'll always be grateful for the man himself, because, like I said, he signed me. He took a gamble on me when I had a broken ankle. I was still in the cast at the time, and he took a big gamble on me, and I've always just wanted to repay him for that, and even more so now. Like he said, he gave me a list of objectives to do to come back in my best shape possible and kick on to what he thinks and what he knows that I could potentially be. And obviously with his sad passing now, it's obviously given me more motivation to drive on, kick on, and sort of make him proud in a way, do you know what I mean?
Today, there's been mutes about one of the Wonder Kids from Leighton Orient moving up to Huddersfield, and I don't know if you can expose any truth behind it about Chris Kamara. Mormaz, I should say.
Nah. There's going to be rumours. Josh is a good player. He's got a lot of ability. I'm sure he'll kick on to the level he can probably play at, but... nothing's I'm not exposed too much until something
you're staying tight lip. So looking forward to 2019 season. It's suppose you'll be back fairly shortly.
Yeah, I'm going back now on the 25th of June. We start back training on the 27th 28th, so I'm looking forward, and I'm ready to go, and I'm looking forward to next season.
A little bit of downtime at home now with family and friends, and you're taking it easy, I would say, around Letterkenny. Maybe the father won't allow that to happen too much, would he?
And I'd be on the tail, all right. Nah, it's been a good summer. I've enjoyed it, but it's probably been my most focused summer in the off season. I've done a lot of work. I'm out obviously doing my own work with Adam Spear, and he's one of the top blokes and one of the best I've worked with. So now I'm working hard, and I'm ready to go for next season.
And I hear you're down about Lakeview as well.
I'll always pop down there. That was my old club, and it's always good to get down and kick the ball about with the rollers and do what I need to do.